Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Tonight, government's performance tracker throws up startling details about government's flagship health infrastructure policy, Agenda 111, revealing an average completion of 36.3% for all recorded projects, despite a 1.4 billion cedi investment so far. We scrutinize the performance tracker as government tonight asks for us to applaud for it.
By the time we are done, healthcare infrastructure would have gone up by 55.9%. That is the addition of half of the stock that existed already. And I think we can give ourselves as a country a big round of applause on this one.
I want to join us with your thoughts on the 055-111-11997. It has just been a few hours since government's performance tracker was launched, but already the portal is throwing up startling details about government's flagship health infrastructure policy, Agenda 111. Nigeria News has been scrutinizing the details. The portal confirms not a single hospital under the project is complete. In fact, we found that the average completion rate for all the projects recorded is 36.3%. Only one project records the highest completion rate of 75%. We'll have details for you pretty shortly. And all that is contained in this tracker launched today by the Works and Housing Minister, Kojo Opon-Krumah, who says a newly launched website is to promote accountability.
The performance tracker is an empowerment tool. It empowers all of us, all of society, so that together we can track our common progress. The general public is asking questions. Those questions are answered on this platform. Development partners want to know, when we give you budget assistance or specific project financing, what do you use it for? The answers are here. The media is asking questions on a regular basis. The fourth estate of the realm, holding government accountable. What has government done with the resources of the state? The answers are here. Civil society organizations, sometimes across various sectors, are asking questions. The answers are here. And here, on an academic premises like this, you also do know that the academia is always asking questions. The answers are here. The performance tracker is, first of all, a database. It's a database that showcases the performance of the government of Ghana. And it showcases it through the various projects that have been executed across the 261 districts. And this database has two interfaces. One is a website. So you can go onto that website, www.performancetracker.gov.gh, and you can access that database. The other is an app. Today, the mobile phone is a very powerful tool, sometimes even beyond what your desktop can do. And on the app, on the iOS system, as at now, I'm told the app version has been uploaded. And in the coming weeks, on the Android system, the app version will also be uploaded. Now, what I encourage you to do is to, as you go through the tracker, pick some of the data sets or the metrics that you find very important.
Well, we've been digging into that performance tracker, and I've just been joined in the studio by a member of our research desk and data analyst here. Kofi Ajay joins me with a bit more. It's very interesting when you want to begin to look at that tracker. Mm. We've isolated, there's a lot of data there. We've isolated the Agenda 111 for a minute. And then if you join us on Newsnight, we'll be looking at One District, One Factories. Some interesting data emerging. So let's focus on Agenda 111 for a second. Now, what was the Agenda 111 project precisely, and what were the timelines given by the government itself?
So Agenda 111, meaning 111 hospitals are supposed to be completed at the end of this project. But if you go onto this portal, only 109 projects are actually being tracked by the performance tracker. Now, out of this 109, 88 are tagged as under construction. 21 of them have 0% completion rate. And if you do the subtraction, it means that two projects are not included on the portal. Now, we've also been doing some, you know, calculations, trying to strike the average for you to understand what this performance tracker is talking about, the Agenda 111. So in terms of the 109 hospitals on the portal, if you strike the average, the completion rate is 36.3%. Now, if you do that, the same thing for the 88 hospitals under construction, completion rate is 44.94%. Now, Evans, we've also been looking at the project with the maximum completion rate, which is in, located in Sang in the northern region. It has a completion rate of 75%. The lowest one can be found in the Ashanti region, Akrofrom in the Ashanti region, with a completion rate of 8%.
Okay, and these are very interesting, you know, data points to look at once you begin to pour over this. And the thing, the one that stuck out, obviously, is that if you look at all 109 hospitals recorded in the performance tracker, only 30, it has a completion rate of 36.29%. Now, if you look at the, which is what you, the point you made there, out of the 88 that had been labeled as under construction, the completion rate there is 44. In other words, if you combine all 109 recorded, not a single one has a completion rate above 75%.
Absolutely.
Okay. That's what we know for now. And another thing that is interesting when you begin to look at this is that the region with the highest, the second, well, the highest completion rate, it's in the Western region.
Yeah.
So which Western, we know in this year's election will play a very key role. It's a swing region known to be a swing. With what?
64.89%, but two projects in the Western
only
region.
Only two.
Yeah.
And the region with the most projects is what?
It's the Ashanti region, which is the stronghold of the party. 18 projects currently with an average completion rate of 60. The Eastern region has 8 projects with an average completion rate of 48.02%. Central region has 7 projects, a completion rate 55.9%. Volta region also has 8 projects with average completion rate of 47.06%.
And as you know, this will become a very important campaign issue this year. It already is. And we'll be speaking pretty shortly to Dr. Nsia Sari, who is a presidential advisor on health. And we'll also be talking to Kwabena Minta-Kando, who is a ranking member on the health committee in parliament. And when you begin to unpack the data as to where the bulk of the projects are and the status when it comes to completion, you begin to see why it may become a bit more controversial later on in this year when the campaign kicks in into full gear. Because if you look at the Greater Accra region, that swing region traditionally, where it has the second most hospitals situated, it has the lowest completion rate, right?
12, yeah.
Lowest completion rate there. But if you go to the Ashanti region, which is the highest, the completion rate is quite significant. In fact, the second highest completion rate, which is a stronghold of the NDC. I mean, read into that what you may. Is that what the facts tell us? Now, let's also now dig into a bit of the more of the data that you find in government records and the budget, etc., about how much has been so far spent on this or budgeted for this and what it was spent on.
Let's start from the president who gave this details in 2021 August. According to the president, to complete one hospital, you need $17.6 million. $12.8 million will go into completion, and $4.8 million will go into equipping that hospital. So in total, if you want to complete one Agenda 111 hospital, you need $17.6 million. Now, if we do a simple math, it simply means that 111 hospitals, you need close to $1.95 billion. How much has government committed so far from the various budget, you know, statements? So we start from 2022, where government located 518 million Ghana cedis, 2023, 206 million Ghana cedis, and 2024, which is the highest allocation, 687.4 million cedis. Total is 1.4 billion Ghana cedis. But we need to look at the dollar rate. So even if we are very diplomatic and, you know, we use $1 to 8 cedis, that will give us a dollar amount of $176 million, you know, dollars in terms of budgetary allocation so far. Now, it is interesting that if you use this $176 million, it simply means that even if government decides to, you know, give out all these monies, it can only complete 10 of the hospitals.
If you keep all other things constant.
Holding all other factors constant.
We also have a document that the project executors presented to Parliament, that in which they gave a breakdown of the various deliverables and what they can actually do in the next 3 years. And they indicate that they can do 20% this year. Mm. Even that, there was not certainty to it. We'll come to that pretty shortly. But again, the monies that have been allocated, what were they used for?
So now, another interesting bit to this whole Agenda 111 has to do with what they call expenditure on fuel. So we've been digging, you know, also from the budget, 2024 budget, and what we found was that close to 50, in fact, more than $50 million, $50 million so far has been, you know, the amount of fuel, the value of fuel that has been, you know, transferred to Agenda 111 hospital site. That is according to the 2024 budget. Fuel expenditure, if I should put it that way, is around more than $50 million.
Okay, let's dig into this. Now we get a better picture of the Agenda 111, thanks to this performance tracker, the national picture. I want to bring in Dr. Nsia Sare, is a presidential advisor on health. Doc, thanks for your time here on Top Story.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Great to have you. Also joining me is Kwabena Minta Akando, is a ranking member on the Health Committee in Parliament. Mr. Akando, thanks for time here on Top Story. Okay, let's look at the numbers as we began to appreciate them from the performance tracker. If you look at the 109 hospitals recorded in the tracker, a completion rate, an average completion rate of 36.29%, for a project that has been going for years, it doesn't sound like one that is impressive.
Yeah, thank you very much. I think one thing you should know is that Agenda 111 is not static. The construction is not static. It's ongoing, very dynamic. What is on the delivery tracker was given to them sometime last year. But we are going around. We get reports regularly. And we know the number of projects which are started. We have 90 active sites which are working now. And as at February 2024, the percentage, average percentage overall progress is about 51.45%. We've so far have started two psychiatric, or I'll call it two regional psychiatric hospitals, the first of its kind up north at Inonye in Abujoso municipality, and also another one in Tamale Metropolis for the northern sector. The only one is for the middle belt. And then we have 88 district hospitals which have all started and they are in progress. And as you are aware, the Agenda 111 is zoned into 8 zones. Some of the zones cut across regions. We have 11 sites which are active in the zone, 11 sites in zone 1 at Asuna 4, South in Kukum, we have one in Bode district. We have one at Amasu Doma in Doma Central. We have one at Dadiesu in Suaman district. We have one in Shobodom in Techima North District, one in Odumase in Sumiane West District, Achumamponwa in Inehini, Bia East District in Adabokrum, Brinkum West in Jinejine, Esitifi North in Kenyasi, and Upper Denja West in Diaso. If you look at the average progress as at February, it ranges between 25.25% to 69.9% in some places.
And overall, so you say it's over 50% as of February?
Yeah, it's over 51.45% as at February. We will upgrade the tracker from time to time. I can also conveniently tell you there are some of the sites which are above 80%, and some of them above 78%. For example, if you go to Zone 2, which is mainly in central, eastern, and western region, Gomoa Francis, which is Gomoa Central, is 78.98%. And this one, you can let your correspondent go there and go and have a look what is happening there. Bokoro in Ahanta West is 75.24% as of January. If you look at Swahim Chichiwere, it's 73.92%. Lower Denchira is 71.97%.
So I guess that's for the big picture. How many are you confident you can complete by end of year?
We are confident that we may be able to finish, or we'll be confidently finish about 50 plus of them this year.
What is left for us to do is to do
the finishing touches in some of them. As I'm speaking today, equipment procurement evaluation is ongoing now.
Okay, so when you say 50
so
plus
far,
by the end of the
I'll
year?
I'll say that's so good. You see, I've realized we were talking about fuel of what?
Yes, I'll come to that. It's just in the budget.
And sometimes I don't know where you are getting those figures from.
It's in the budget document.
In the budget document.
Yes,
okay. But I can also tell you, and you're also giving the figures of how much budgetary allocation has been given. But I can tell you also in confidence that I'm sure you are aware of what you call ABFA.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
For keepers, that's the oil lifting. We have a special purpose vehicle at GIF called Health GIF, which manages all the contract that we are doing, how much money is paid out, the contractors who come in. It's a very well managed and well set up system where contractors are paid from. We are getting constant inflows from oil is lifted from ABFC, and also the budgetary allocation government gives us through the annual budget.
Now, on the specifics, Parliament was recently briefed on this by the Ghana Priority Health Infrastructure Projects, and that is obviously executing and implement the project on your behalf. And they told Parliament that for 2024, I want to quote them, 20% of hospitals could be completed in 2024. You say you are...
Yes, you have to qualify that one. I have seen that document. They look at the inflows which were coming. They look at the rate of work of some of the contractors. They also look at the some of the initial difficulties we are going through, i.e. the land acquisition for some of them, especially in Greater Accra and the Kumasi Metropolis where we needed land and there was a problem. They also look at the topography of some of the areas where there were, it's rocky. And as we speak now, we've now acquired most of the land, especially in Greater Accra. We've also sorted out the topographical issue that we had in some areas. We've now added what we call the double stack building. At first, they were all one single-story building. But areas where we didn't have the 15-acre land, that we have about between 7.5 to about 10 acres land, we are putting up double stack buildings. And you can go to those areas and go and find out. For example, Nima, recently, we acquired the land. We've cleared it. They've hoarded it. They are yet to start. If you go to Adenta, work is going on very well. If you go to Dansuma, we have sorted out the issue, and the land has been acquired. The same thing at Ampabame in Bantima Metropolis. If you go to Asokore Mampo, the same thing has happened.
So your point is...
It's a dynamic thing which is going on.
So your point is that this 20% that the project executors told Parliament, they underestimated it using the prevailing conditions at the time?
They used the prevailing conditions at the time. We went to Parliament recently. I led the team to Parliament. And I made that point to them that it's not static. It's dynamic. Okay. Everything that we are doing is ongoing.
Yeah, stay with me. Let's bring in a ranking who I believe would have been on that committee that day when you appeared. Mita Kando joins me right now. Can you confirm that indeed you were giving clarity around the numbers I just put out in that document that was laid before you that had estimated that only 20% of the hospitals could be completed this year?
If I could recall, the said meeting, in fact, they left it more confused than what how confused we were before they met us. And so there was nothing like clarity. And Evans, let's start from when the sod was cut for the commencement of the project. If you could recall, government was clear, the president was clear, that they were going to build 111 hospitals in a matter of 12 to 18 months. Fact. And you can check it yourself. You carried it on your news portals. In 2022, His Excellency the President appeared on the floor of the House and reiterated that the timelines and the projects were overly ambitious and that he was going to hand over 111 hospitals in before January 2025. And these are facts. Again, Evans, it's also a fact, per your projections, the total amount of money we need for the completion of these 111 hospitals is between $1.7 to $1.9 billion. Except, of course, Ms. Dr. Nsiensari is telling us that they are doing something different from what Parliament of Ghana knows, from what has been stated in the previous budgets per what you have read. And don't forget that these Agenda 1-1 projects, we don't have a secured, reliable sources of funding, unlike previous projects, the Eurojet, the NMS, and all those projects. And so if you do the calculation, so far, government has disbursed not more than $200 million. And don't forget the total amount of money we need for the completion of the project. I repeat, it's between $1.7 billion to $1.9 billion.
But he says they're getting additional funding from the ABFA.
It is in the budget, and we have added that portion. In fact, that is what is in the 2024 budget. The portion of the ABFA is what has been added and still doesn't even add up to $200 million. So there's nothing hidden anywhere, unless he's telling us that there are some magic somewhere that we don't know as Parliament. And you see, Evans, me, I suspected this intricacy, what I call intricacy. You know, government knew very well that they don't have the money to finish the entire project. So the money they have, they will spread it all over in the name of under completion. So if the money they have can complete, let's say, 10 or 20 projects, instead of them to concentrate on the 10 or the 20 projects, finish them on time, put the facilities to good use. No, let's spread it so that we say we have about
188 hospitals under completion. Ibas, don't forget that they have between 7 to 8 months to leave office as government. And if, as I speak to you now, they have not even completed a single one of these facilities, and somebody tells you that they are going to finish 111 hospitals before they leave office in January.
Well, he hasn't said that. He actually admits that they can only complete about 50 of them this year.
Evans, even the 50, I doubt because of the figures before us. And don't forget, Evans, I don't know whether to take Dr. Jessari's, promise over that of the president. Because the records available to Parliament, the SONA 2022, the president was clear, categorical, non-ambiguous, that he's going to hand over all the 111 hospitals before he hands over as president of the Republic of Ghana. So I don't know now that Dr. Jessari is reviewing the president's statement, I don't know whether to believe his or to believe the president's statement on the floor of the House.
I mean, Dr. Nsiasari, you've said that it is your expectation, you're confident that you can complete 50 of the projects this year. However, as I mentioned earlier, this document before Parliament, which you say you've clarified to them, let's scrutinize a bit more. That document, the implementers say they could finish 20%. 20% of the 111 hospitals is just around 22 hospitals. Even if you're being very overambitious, from 22 hospitals to 50 by the end of this year sounds unrealistic, does it not? Even if you consider the conditions that hindered the ability to increase the 20% at the time that they were evaluating this, from 22 hospitals to 50 sounds very unrealistic.
Ivan, you should know that we've always been telling Ghanaians, and I'm sure you are aware, that we haven't started all the 111 hospitals. It's a fact. And the honorable member knows. Recently, we were in Parliament, and we told him. But it's good. Let him restrict himself to the document which was given to him in 2023 by the consultants. We are in this country.
So, and the performance tracker confirms what you said. Just a minute. The performance tracker confirms what you said. The performance tracker launched today confirms the point you're making. Out of the 109 that is recorded in the tracker, we found that 21 of them, it says zero completion, which means we haven't started.
If you see zero completion, it means we have acquired the land, we've cleared the land, and we are yet to start, or some of them, as we speak today, even some of them which are zero completed, I say that the tracker is also, we will be refreshing the tracker from time to time. We've been going around the whole country. So we'll give them the figures, what is there, and then they will update the tracker. All what it means is that the time that they got their figures, the site has been acquired now, it has been hoarded, cleared, we are yet to start the construction, which means that we are here to do the foundation and start the foundation. So if you haven't done the foundation, it's 0%.
Because
so the tracker is right.
You know, we want to be very specific. We are going to visit and verify. There's one in Kokomimli we found.
We are going around. You can follow us.
No, we want to do it independently. There's one in Kokomimli that we found in the tracker, which you said is 0%. If you say 0% means you acquired...
there's no land. There's no land in Kokomimli.
But you just explained that 0% means you have land and you've
cleared. That's why I'm saying that 0% means either we have acquired the land or we haven't seen any land. That work actually has not yet commenced. For example, the regional hospitals, you realize that we put, apart from, I think, the one in Takoradi, which the ministry is doing it through another means, the rest have not started because it's going to be external funding, which the contractors have been gone through all the necessary processes. As we speak now, it's at finance. Value for money has been done. But because of the debt restructuring in IMF, we have not initiated it. So it will not be, it will be 0%. But I'm telling you, you have to go and visit the ones which have started. And then you will see what is there. We are not doing things as a tracker is. We are not doing things and we are just putting the things on paper. Now we've done this and we've done this and we've done this. It is there.
Hello, Ivan.
I think what Ghanaians should be very happy
about. Just a second, Mr. Akando.
That okay, this right. is a project which to me is well managed. And we monitor it regularly. And we are making sure that whatever we put the money for is used at properly. And that's what we are doing.
Okay. Mr. Akando, you had a point to make.
Okay, so
Ivan, let
Dr. Insiasa know.
Hello, can I speak now? Just a second, I want to hear Mr. Akando.
When we start rolling it up,
hello.
And then we will see the amount that you can do.
Yes, Mr. Akando, yes, let me hear you. Dr. Insiasa,
okay, so Ivan.
Hello.
Yes.
Speak now, Ivan.
Mr. Akando, please proceed.
Fantastic. Ivan, let Dr. Insiasa that per the Constitution of Republic of Ghana, they cannot spend any money that has not been budgeted for. And per the figures available to Parliament, they have barely dispersed $200 million. And this is a fact. I'm not speaking to hearsay. These are facts. If he has any superior evidence or document, he can disprove that. That's number one. Number two, if you could recall, I told you that right from the onset, they were clear in their minds that they were not going to build 111 hospitals. I say so because of the projections that you subjected Dr. Nsiensari to. They told us before the committee that even in 2024, they were going to finish 20% of the 111 hospitals. Now, the strategy is simple. If we are found to complete 20% of the 111 hospitals, let us not concentrate on the 20%. Let's spread the money. And so when Ghanaians access, we will say that they are under various levels of completion. You understand? In fact, in that projections, they stated that 30% of the project will be completed in 2027. Why would the government, Nana Addisan Kweku pardon Baumia's government in 2027? They didn't even end there. And I know you, Evans, you have a copy. They even stated that about 30% of the project will be completed or could be completed beyond after 2027. Infinity. We don't even know when we're going to complete. And so if Kojo Opon Kroma says that, look, this agenda 111, if we complete, will add up about 50-something% of the health infrastructure. This is a deception.
Why? Because is it? I mean, if they finish 50 by end
if, of year, even look, you see, let us not assume. Don't revise the president's speech, please. So let us not speak to the 50%.
Well,
the president has never said anywhere.
Information I've just been giving by Dr. Nsiasa.
Hello, Evans, can you listen, please?
Well, I'm saying I have the latest information from Dr. Nsiasa. That's what I'm quoting.
Oh, who is Dr. Nsiasa, please?
He is
the president's speech.
Health.
Even when they appear before us, the one with authority to explain issues on health before the committee is a minister responsible for health. So who is Mr. Nsiasa to come out and revise a document that is before Parliament? And you expect me to speak to that?
To be fair, he says that this is construction. Ivan. And things change. The factors change. He says that it's fluid. Things are happening and changing over time. For example, the land issues, he says, they've resolved some. So as you vary the projects and as costs change and increase, you definitely will affect the timelines and how many hospitals you can deliver within whatever period.
What do you expect the number of hospitals to be delivered in whatever period?
What factor are you talking about? If you vary the terms of the project, one, depending on the conditions prevailing at the time, the exchange rate, availability of funds, all that will come into play in how many projects you can complete at any one particular time.
Thank you. They have never mentioned, now you can speak on Agenda 1 better than Dr. CSRA and all the ministers and even the president. Because they have not mentioned any of the figures, the factors you are mentioning. They haven't. Allow them to say so. They haven't. So let them say so and let me come to speak to it. We invite them. When we invite them, what they give us, the briefings we have, is what I speak to. So
I have no intention to disrespect Dr. Nsensari by saying who is Dr. Nsensari, but I'm questioning his capacity to review the president's speech. And this speech is a record of parliament.
Well, he's on.
So let us not assume that it's been revised, and because Dr. Nsensari has said so, we should speak to what Dr. Nsensari has said.
Well, you asked the question.
But the fact remains that even per their own records,
driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.